Hello.
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote. First one.
Okay. What is your age?
66.
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs.
Do I have to pick just one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Would you say that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. A.D. Owens.
Pass.
Okay. Mike Levine.
Pass.
Anthony Sabatini.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Keith Farner.
Pass.
Non Cobb.
Pass.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Mark Jordan.
Pass.
Kerry Baker.
Very favorable.
David Jordan.
Somewhat favorable.
Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, Mike Levine.
I'm going to vote straight Republican ticket.
Okay, would that be Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb,
yes.
Keith Farner?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Eddie Owens?
Probably.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Yes, that one.
Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
That one.
As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to return against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for president appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid a fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and hit and has nobody but himself to blame. This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
I'm going to pass on that one. That's too complicated an answer.
Okay.
I'll pass.
If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Okay. what was the original question? How do I feel about that statement?
No, if each statement would make
would
you
it,
more
would
likely.
Would it matter? Less likely.
Okay. Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
Very likely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Less likely.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from colleagues and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Less likely.
A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Less likely.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign but spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Less likely.
A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
More likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Less likely.
Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Very likely. More likely.
A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Somewhat less likely.
I would say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Likely, somewhat likely.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
All right. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Would that be somewhat or strongly pro-life?
Somewhat.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.